President David Dallas Jones, Bennett College, Greensboro, North Carolina. Dr. Jones will speak from the subject, The Place of the Negro Woman in American Life. Dr. Jones.
In his famous poem, Mother and Son, Langston Hughes has dramatically expressed the struggle of Negro womanhood. Well, son, I'll tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it, and splinters, and boards torn up, and places with no carpet on the floor, bare. So, boy, don't you turn back. Don't you sit down on the steps, cause you find it's kind of hard. Don't you fall now, for I'm still going, honey. I'm still climbing, and life for me ain't been no crystal stair. The place of woman in the history of the world has been one of struggle. Struggle not only for the right to exist, but also for the right to be classed as human beings. Closely reviewing the record of long ago, one finds that man looked upon woman successively as a mere producer of his kind, as a beast of burden, and then as a star in the firmament at whose shrine he might kneel and worship, but not as a partner to him in the enterprises of life. In his The Science of Power, Benjamin Kidd attributes the progress of the world not to vindictive, domineering man, but to woman, who in her calm, resolute determination symbolizes the ideals upon which progress is based. Through perseverance and patience, woman has earned the right to be educated. She has won the full rights of citizenship. She has become an integral part of the industrial era in which she lives. Exerting an idealistic influence in the various phases of modern life, woman now has the full respect of her contemporaries. For Negro women, race, color, and previous conditions have been added handicaps. Everywhere they have turned, America has said, you are different and inferior. Many public conveyances, restaurants, hotels have their not wanted signs. The chance to earn a livelihood is denied. In spite of obstacles, however, the Negro woman has emerged from the social status of a mere breeder to become a creative force in American life. It has taken great persistence, determination, patience, and high courage. Through Langston Hughes, the mothers of our own generation speak again. God put a dream like steel in my soul. Now through my children, I am reaching my goal. Now through my children, young and free, I realize the blessings denied to me. No group, it has been said, has had a more difficult existence than Negro women. Although the Negro woman is the latest comer to American industry and has been the greatest handicap, she has to a degree overcome the difficulties of race discrimination and sex. The Negro woman has also achieved in the professions, in education, and in the arts. Marian Anderson has been proclaimed by music critics both in Europe and America. Lucy Laney, Charlotte Hawkins Brown, Nannie Burrows, and Mary McLeod Bethune have built from the most meager beginnings institutions that are beacon lights to the youth of today. Maggie Walker, the late founder and president of St. Luke's Bank, Richmond, Virginia. Janie Porter Baird, who has devoted her life to the building of ideal womanhood from the fragments of disillusioned girlhood. Jane Edna Hunter in the field of social work. Eunice Hunton Carter, associate to the prosecutor of New York City, whom Smith College honored with the LLD degree. These are only a few of our women who have achieved. Women everywhere have been the mothers of the race. But in America, the Negro woman has been the mother of races. She has reared her own children, and often, in order to get the barest necessities of life for them, she has nurtured the families of others. The Negro nurse has contributed character and human understanding to the sons and daughters of America. Further, Negro women sharing in the lives of their husbands and their sons are the source of inspiration and courage. The story goes that when Frederick Douglass' spirit was at its lowest ebb, and he was hopeless of the situation in which the ex-slaves found themselves, a little woman in the back of the church in which he was speaking arose and shouted, "Fred Douglass, God ain't dead." Sojourner Truth's words have rung through the years, "God ain't dead." There's a well-known and authentic story of a Negro woman whose husband occupied a place of leadership. He had made a momentous decision. In an effort to have him change his decision, representatives of a secret organization called upon his wife and said, "Your husband's stand may cause him to lose his life." This brave woman quietly replied, "Gentlemen, you may kill my husband if you will, but do not urge me to ask him to desert his principles and his people." Who can estimate how the sons of these courageous women may bless humanity? Many years ago, at the little college for women where I am privileged to serve, Bennett College at Greensboro, North Carolina, there matriculated a shy young woman who caught there the gleam of her ideals. She brings her tribute to the world today. This program, Wings Over Jordan, is the accomplishment of her son, Glenn T. Settle. Truly, it has been said, when you educate a man, you educate an individual. When you educate a woman, you educate a family. Some years ago, when the founder and president of Bethune-Cookman College went into the state of Florida, where the need for educational facilities among Negroes was perhaps greatest, and founded a school, a wealthy and influential man was invited to become a trustee. When he visited the school and saw there only abandoned circus barns, he turned to the young principal and said, "Of what do you wish me to become a trustee?" "Sir," she said, "trustee of the ideas which I have in my brain and the hopes that I have in my heart for my people." When Negro womanhood asks the American public for confidence and trusteeship, and you inquire, "Trustee of what? And confidence in what?" For these women, we reply, "Trustee of the ideas which they have in their minds and the hopes that they have in their hearts for the womanhood of all races in America."
Thank you, Dr. Jones.